There is a general consensus that the photographic objects in institutional collections are part of our collective past, and that their light and lens origin provides a more truthful record of the past than the digitally altered pictures and cinema of today. When you go to the movies, you see digitally altered images, and you're surrounded by them. And almost every image you see has been digitally altered in some way or other. And that is subconsciously undermining, on the one hand, that old relationship between the image and truth. Of course, if you're a sophisticated person, you know that the old linkage between the image and the visual truth was never quite so strong. But nevertheless, I think we have a different feeling toward analog images now than we did before, because we do have a stronger sense that they are a visual truth, especially when compared to what we understand to be happening with digital images. Until the late 20th century, photographs had no other nature than as physical objects. Most of the time, they were regarded as either sentimental, and this is a perfect example of the sentimental photograph, I think you would agree. It's an interesting object too. They were regarded as either sentimental or utilitarian. Picture of construction or a picture of something. Now, and they therefore gradually lost their usefulness with the passage of time. Now, it is easier to argue that they deserve to be preserved precisely because time has passed and they are a unique kind of visual message from our own history. Their object nature, the light and lens creation, gives them, we might say, a truth or veracity or a certain kind of power, a certain kind of energy. Sounding a little mystical here, but that's the truth. The unstoppable march of technology, global climate change, and uncertain economic conditions have created the feeling that the world is changing in scary and unpredictable ways. I don't know, maybe you don't have that feeling. But I have that feeling a little bit. Maybe it's a function of getting old, I don't know. But I do have the feeling that the world is changing in scary and unpredictable ways. This unease actually helps make the case to preserve the photographic record of an irretrievable past. But there is a dark side to this picture. See, what I've talked to you up till now is the analog image seems more worthy of preservation than it ever did before, even in its great numbers. But there's a different side of that coin, a darker side to that picture. Photographs may seem to be worth preserving, but the institutions that house them are under threat. The cloud over the photographic preservation field today originates from changes in society and culture that have been brought about by the digital revolution and by today's economic difficulties. And that's the main point I wanted to make to you. What is the story of photograph preservation so far in the 21st century? Is that the combination of poor economic conditions and digital imaging and the universality of images and the ways that they're exchanged have undermined the institutions and the collective society's feeling about the value of the institutions. And I give you two examples here in this slide. One is they're both articles about library in one case under threat, and then it says, New York City cultural institutions facing significant cuts in 2011. It's not the photographs that are in danger, it's the institutions that have them that are in danger, because the rationale for those institutions has been slowly undermined. I will say more about that.